Fine. Shem Hashem Naser Asiach. We're going to continue our shiur in Benishchai. We're starting Parshat Vayetzeh. The second half of the sefer. We're doing second year Parshat Vayetzeh. So let's see what he says in the parsha. Vayikach Yaakov Avin Vayimem Matzeva. It says Yaakov Avinu took a stone and he made a matzeva. He put down a stone, which means what was the story? Laban was chasing after him. Right? He said, you took my daughter, you stole my daughters. Laban was chasing after him. So at the end, he told him, let's make a deal. And they made it like they made a pact together, and he put a stone. So what does the pasuk say over there? Vayichach Yaakov. Yaakov took Avin a stone. Remember, Matzeva, he put it there as a sign, as a Matzeva. Then what did it say? Vayomer Yaakov l'achav. Yaakov took his brothers, which means his sons. He told him, Ktu Avani, you should also take small stones and also put them here. So Ben Ishchai says, it's interesting. What's going on here? What's Yaakov meaning putting down stones and telling his children to put down stones? What's this all about? Right, they're making landmarks. He's putting a stone down and he tells his kids, make sure you also put down some stones. We have to understand. What remez, what hint, what was Yaakov Avinu alluding to in this thing? What was he trying to teach us? He took first a big stone. He made a matzeva. He said, "The kibun the matzeva." Since it says the word matzeva, mashma, it seems that ta even gedola. It sounds like he first took a big stone. And afterwards, amar leechav, he said to his brother Shehem Banav, which is really his children, "Diktu avanim ktanim, they shall collect and take small stones, lehinicham, and to put them." And that big stone, or samuchar, next to it. They made a pile, a big pile of stones now. What was he intending to allude to hint to us with all of this? It's known. Yisrael nikru b'shem Evan. The Jews are called, referred to, one of the names referred to as a stone. Like it said, Misham Ro'a Evan Yisrael, like we see in Pasuk and Bereishis. Why we call the stone? Because if you have a stone, could be found low down on the ground, which is midras kafrig, which everyone tramples on. Everyone walks on top of it. But behold, it's possible. The Jews, we can be stepped on. Everyone can step on us. But it's possible for us. We should be lifted above. We could be built, use this stone to build the kipat ha-migdal, the top of the tower. The king sits in. So the same stone that everyone's stepping on, this could be the stone that's the most beautiful stone in the palace. It could be on top of the king's head. So one, it could be a stone everyone's stepping on. On the other end, if it's possible. That it could be lifted on top of the king's head. It could be such a nice stone in the palace. It could be a beautiful stone, and then it could be the most important. Used, looked at as the most important thing.
The
stone that the builders were disgusted by, they rejected. This was l'rosh pina for the cornerstone. Right, this is the main stone that we use for the building. So the Jews, which are being stepped on, can be used as the main stone. Kach Yisrael, so too the Jewish people. Asher yardu legalut, we went down into Gal, we're very deep down in the exile. Labira amiktata, a deep pit. We're in a deep pit, we're in the bottom of the pit, we're in the deep down in the pit, we're like the stones, the rocks deep down in the pit. Tayu labidras kafregel, we are trampled by the feet, everyone walks on top of us, people step on us. But as then, when Mashiach comes, we'll see it. Alu b'tachlit, we'll have the ultimate rising. This gayem b'hem will be fulfilled in them. The pasuk says, "Untanecha Hashem Elokecha, Elyon Hashem will make you higher, akol geya ares, on top of all the nations of the land."
Can I ask a quick question? Is this the same spot of when he dreamt and he put the rocks? Honor is a different spot.
No, I think it's a different spot. This was Yigar Sahaduta, something else, and he called it Gal Ed. This is a different spot. When he was running, it seems like it was Yigar Sahaduta. Yeah, it seems like it's a different spot. Good. Now, Ach Yadua, however it's known, also, Logalu Yisrael v'nasu midras kafreku. We did not go into galus, into exile, and be able to be stepped on by all the nations. Ela kadesh yitosfu alem gerim. Only in order that gerim should be added on us, gerim converts. This comes from a gemara in Pesachim that pays Zayin on the base. That says one of the reasons why we have to go to galus, or that we could go down and be with the goyim, and the other nations will see us. And they will also want to become Jewish. That's what it says. Mm-hmm. That's what Gemara Pesachim says. And we ki'iyev shayel Yisrael b'li tosefet. The Jews can't exist without additions. We need the gerim. We need the converts to add on to the kedusha. Ya'an ki Yisrael nekru kadosh. The Jews are called kodesh. We're called holy. The chetiv, like it says, kodesh Yisrael la'ashem. The chol kodesh. And every time something, whenever you find something holy, tzarich lo tosefet. You always need additions. Ki tzarich la'osif mechol la'kodesh b'chol makom. You always have to add from the mundane onto the holy in all places. V'lachem, therefore, Yaakov Avinu alav shalom, Yaakov Avinu lakach tchila, first he took even achat la, one big stone, haramezet l'Yisrael asmam, which alludes to the Jews themselves, shehem, which they are goy echad, but as one nation in the land, the main nation, v'amar l'banav, that he told his sons, liktu avanim, remez, this was a remez, he told them to take small stones, to legerim, to the converts, shetzvichim l'shtadel l'kabetz gerim tamid, that we have to put in an effort to gather and bring converts in every bechol dor ador, constantly in every single generation, k'dei losif to add mechol al kodesh, from the mundane onto the holy. Ki zeu kvodosh shel kodesh, because this is the honor of someone which is holy. Someone which is holy, someone which is very high. La'asot lo, to do to a tosefet minachol, to always add on from the mundane. Bechol makom, you have something which is very special. You add on from the mundane. You keep on adding on from the mundane. V'lachen, therefore, Hashabbat shenikru akadu kodesh. Also Shabbat, which is called Shabbat Kodesh. The pasuk calls it kodesh, calls it holy. Also, tarich la'asot lo tosefet minachol. We have to add on for the weekday onto Shabbos. Hen b'niknisato, hen b'nitziato. When it's coming in and when it's Shabbos is going out. So when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos goes out, there's also a mitzvah to add from the weekday onto the Kodesh, because like we explained, anything that's holy, you're supposed to add on to the holiness from the Midnight. Like he said in the last line, that is the honor. The honor is something which is very holy, something that's very high. When you add on something mundane and bring that into the holiness, that's the biggest honor to the holiness. Which something which is holy, what is Kodesh? Kodesh means high. It's higher than everything else. So something that's kadosh, it's higher than everything else, when it has the ability to bring in things that are lower, that's the greatest honor, the thing. So too, when the Jewish people, we bring gerim, or when we have Shabbos, we bring in for the mundane, that's what we need to do with something that's kodesh. Therefore, what's the halacha? The first halacha we bring in halacha aleph is, we have to add on to Shabbos when it comes in and when it goes out. There's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos from the weekday, to bring in from the mundane, into the holiness. Right? Macharin tevilat avit. We delay davening, avit davening, ma'ariv, matzah Shabbos. The losif, in order to add, mechol ala kodesh, to add from weekday on to kodesh. The tarich losif, we need to add, z'man shu vadei lazer, time which is vadei night. So again, there are going to be different shittas exactly when tzitzit kachavim is. But whenever it's tzitzit kachavim, whenever it's vadei night, then you need to add on a minute or 2 minutes, something, to additional to Shabbos. So if a person holds, they're going with the opinion that Tzitzit Chachamim is going to be the starting point, therefore it's definitely night by 25 minutes. So you add another 2 minutes. You're going with the opinion that it's 40 minutes. You'll add on 2 minutes. Whichever opinion you're going by that you want to hold, that that's going to be the Tzitzit Chachamim, that's for sure night, definitely night, you should add on 1 or 2 minutes to that in order to get this mitzvah of Tzitzit Shabbat. And of course we know it's the best in Eretz Yisrael, we go to Ga'anim for sure, not in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbi Yisrael says the best thing is, like Shulchan Aruch said, to try to keep 72, to take a Shabbos 72 minutes after Shkia.
Which is the Gra, right?
Yeah. Also, and Rabbeinu, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Which is Rabbeinu Tam, right? Which is called Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, let's see halacha base. Lo Rambam, according to the Rambam, so mitzvat aseh min haTorah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa lekadesh haShabbat b'tvarim b'tziyato. To sanctify Shabbos with words when it leaves. According to the other opinions, whom they were serving, it's the Rabbana. Right? Which means, this Indian, we're saying this is a halacha, a person has to add on to Shabbos. Right? Is this the Raisa or the Rabbana? So the Rambam holds it's the Raisa. All other opinions hold, by Shabbos, it's going to be the Rabbana. They agree, but Yom Kippur is the Raisa, but by Shabbos, every Shabbos, they say it's the Rabbana. Which means it's a mitzvah, sorry, he's referring to here a mitzvah of being mavdil with words, right? To take out Shabbos with words, right? Which means, teknu anshei knas hagdala, they made a takana, nusach, atachon atanu. Why do we say atachon atanu? That is, taking out Shabbos with words, correct? We're speaking out words at the end of Shabbos. The amritiv tefillah, anshei knas hagdala, so we should say it in davening. Ubazeh, and with this, Mekayem ha'adam mitzvah l'kadesh Shabbat Tudayim. This is how we fulfill the mitzvah of sanctifying Shabbos with words on its way out. So that's what Chazal said. First, they made us say Atachon Atar, right? In Atachonin, right? The fourth Baruch Hashem asked you Matzah Shabbos. So the special insert that we say on Matzah Shabbos, Atachon Atanu, which says that Hashem separated us from the nations and separated the weekdays from the Shabbos. So that is Havdalah. That's sanctifying Shabbos when we're leaving. Right? We're still speaking how it was Shabbos and now it's leaving, and there's the difference between Shabbos and Chol. So first Chazal said, how do you take a Shabbos? By saying Atochan Atan. Afterwards, Achakach, Chazul Tegnu Chazal Katra Alakos. Afterwards they say you should also make Havdalah on a cup of wine. That came second. The Tegnu Nusach Berachas Havdalah. And they said the Nusach of the Bracha that we make Havdalah Alakos. Besides, we're saying Atan Atanu and Davening, we're making Havdalah and Davening. In addition, we also make Havdalah on a cup of wine. Chazal wants to do both of them. Therefore, with Tariq Lishtadel, a person has to put an effort to make Havdalah on a cup of wine, and to go after it. Just the same way you would go after al mitzvah on all other mitzvahs, shem chovat haguf, which are obligation on the body. You still this mitzvah also the same way you try to find the law of an estrog, and you try to find do a lot of other mitzvahs, right? So too here also afal pi shamar atachon atanu, even though you already said atachon atanu in davening, you feel like I already made havdalah. Still, it's a mitzvah to rabbanan to make kiddush on the cup of wine anyway. Even though, just like any other mitzvah, it's still, the Chazal said you need to do both of them. You need to say, Atah, Atah, Havdalah, and Davening, and on the cup. Rak only him, Eev, Shalom, so because of the love, it's impossible for you to find a cup to make Havdalah, Atah, 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 then you fulfill your obligation with Atah, Atah, Shabbat, Tefillah. Now, where in Shemana Esrei do you say Atachon Atanu? The Chazal Kavu Havdalah Brachas Atachonin. You say the bracha of Havdalah in Atachonin. Why? Mipnei because sheyesh la demyon ima, it's similar to it. Meaning what? Why is Atachon Atanu in the bracha of Atachonin? Right? Why are we making Havdalah in the bracha of Atachonin? Right? So the Gemara in Bracha says that since it's a chachma, therefore we put in the bracha of chachma. Since differentiating between two different things, between kodesh and chol, right? You need a person needs wisdom. Therefore we put in the bracha of wisdom. A person needs chachma to understand the difference between, right? Us and the amim, us and the nations, kodesh and chol, right? Therefore, it's specifically placed in the bracha of atachon atanu. Now we're getting into the halachos. What if a person forgot? They forgot to say Atachon Atanu. They thought, you know, they were just saying davening like every other Ma'ariv. They didn't think about saying Atachon Atanu. The im shachach, if a person forgot, the law of Atachon Atanu, he did not say Atachon Atanu. Be'emtzah bracha azu shal Atachon. If he's still in the middle of the bracha, im amar baruch ata Hashem. Let's say he said baruch ata Hashem. Say, I didn't say Atachon Atanu. What should you do now? Just say Chanan Adas. Meaning, sometimes we have a halacha that if you just say Baruch Atah Hashem, we tell you say Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a pasuk that saves you. So here, don't do that. Here, if you missed it already, continue on. Say also the Eitzarek Lamar Atah Chanan Tanu. Because you're going to end up making Avdala on a cup of wine. We really would rather you say Atah Chanatanu and make Avdala on a cup of wine. If you already messed up at this point, you should go further. So you don't have to go back. Once you already hit the point of the bracha, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, continue on. So if you're in the middle of the bracha still, before you say Baruch Atah Hashem, then go back, say Atah Chanatanu. But once you already say Baruch Atah Hashem, then you should just finish the bracha. So also Shema Tefila, you don't say. He said, make sure don't do any malacha, v'raki zaheh shalala lasa shum malacha. Acha tefila, don't do any work after you daven. Kodem she'avdala akos, before you make avdala. Oh. Now what about if you just said baruch ata? You didn't say Hashem's name. Aval imla hizkir Hashem, you didn't say Hashem's name. Elok shalala baruch ata nizkar, after you said baruch ata, you remember. Say Atah Chanatanu al HaSeder and go in order. Say Baruch Hashem Chayin and Adas. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem, then finish the Baruch and continue on. If you just said Baruch Atah, then you should go back and say Atah Chanatanu. So again, this is all in a scenario where you're going to know that you're going to have a cup of wine to make Havdalah on. Because they say if you couldn't make it on in Atah Chanatanu, you'll make it later in Havdalah. If a person knows that they're not going to be able to have a cup of wine, so then they should say, go back to Atah Chanatanu. They could even say Shema Kaleinu. If they missed an Atah Chanatanu, they could even say in Shema Kaleinu. Fine.
Can I ask a question? When the person does say that, then are they out of, then is it not Shabbos anymore for the rest of the brachas?
So really, yes. You really, once a person really said Atah Chanatanu, you really took out Shabbos. I mean, if it's the, obviously, if it's the right time already, if it's the time when Shabbos is over, and you said Atah Chanatanu, yes, really, technically speaking, Shabbos is over. However, it does not permit you to not make Avdala on a cup. You still need to make Avdala on a cup. But to do work, labor, it's permitted. We're going to say soon it's better not to until you make Avdala. It could be, but halakhically you're permitted to do labor after you said Atah Chanatanu.
If the person wants to say 100 blessings in the day and wants to say those blessings in the Shabbos, would he be allowed to not say that and wait until Avdala?
No, you can't. You have to say Atah Chanatanu. You have to say, because Chazal say, you say Atah Chanatanu, you have to say Atah Chanatanu.
Why can't you say the course of all? Same thing? Is it the same thing?
No, not for a man.
No, we're going to say soon, if you forgot to say Atah Chanatanu and you didn't make Avdala, say Baruch HaMal D'Makadosh L'Cho without Hashem's name if you want to do Malacha. We're going to say soon. There is an option to do that. Meaning, we're saying here, if a person missed Atah Chanatanu, right, then they should not do any Malacha until they make Avdala, correct? But Hanan speaking out, we're going to speak about later. If a person, let's say, I don't have a cup of wine, I'm not ready to make Avdala. I walked out of shul, I want to drive my car home. I'm going to make my Avdala at home. So then you could say without Hashem's name, you say Baruch HaMal D'Makadosh L'Cho. So that's going to be good enough. You say it without Hashem's name. Then it's hard to say, you have in mind to think Hashem's name. You say Baruch, you think in mind. But you could say Baruch HaMadu B'Kadosh Baruch. Now we're going to see Halacha Dalai from Zohar. Katuba Zohar HaKadosh. Pasha Pereshi Tafi Dalai Mabez. Ubsheruta Mavdele Bitzlota Mavdele Alakos Parcheb Bitaman Mechul. What does the Zohar say? It says the following. It says, first, we make Havdalah in Davri. And then we say Yosheva Seter Elyon, right? We say the Yosheva Seter Elyon at the end of davening, right? We say after Shemoneh Esrei, and then we go home and make Havdalah, a third Havdalah. Now all these three things are all strikes against the other side. They're all. Let's see. He's going to speak. Explain right now. The Katavti Shem Misyat Teshmai VaHakotu El Azor. Hakavana. What's the intention? Shemigarshim. We are sending away those destroyer angels, Padragot in levels. We're sending away the destroyer angels in steps. First we say Havdalah B'tzlota D'Lachash. First, we're saying Havdalah B'tzlota in davening, D'Lachash in a quiet davening. With this we uproot V'nechlash and we weaken Koach HaPanim, the inner Koach, the inner strength of the destroyer, these destroyer guys. Afterwards, we say the Shir Shapgayim, the song of Gam, which is referred to. We say Yosheb Bisetar Elyon. Right after that, we say Yosheb Bisetar Elyon. With this, Ne'ekar v'nechlash koach ha'emtza'i shalem. With this, we uproot and we weaken their middle powers. Ba'achakach, and afterwards, havdalah b'kol ram, we say havdalah out loud. With this, ne'ekar v'nechlash is uprooted and weakened koach ha'chitzon shalem, their outer strength. Va'az, and then, parche legamri, they fly away totally. Va'azul lumadu, and they go to the desert. But we want them to go. We don't need them with us. So when we say Havdalah once, quietly, we destroy their insides. When we say Yoshev Seter, which is the Tehillim, which is usually knocks out the Mazikim, right? It's always against Mazikim, which is chapter 91 from Tehillim. Then we break, you know, we knock out the middle stage of them. And we say Havdalah out loud, we knock them out totally, we send them flying to the Midbar. So it's good for us. When we say it, we can have in mind, we say Havdalah, trying to knock away all these. It's interesting also, in the Nusach of Atachanan also, we say that, you know, Hashem should take away all evil decrees, all the evil. We say it in the text of the Bracha of Atachanatan. Halati Halacha Vav. But in Halacha, he says that if you're in a place where people don't know how to say Atachanatanu, the Shliach Tzibur should say it out loud and have them in mind. Let's see Halacha Vav. So in Halacha Vav, he's going to explain that we're going to say, we say after we finish Shmoneh Esrei on Matzi Shabbos, right? We say V'hi Noam and we say Yosheb Esetzer Elyon, right? Chapter 91, right? And then we say V'atakadosh. So it's interesting that he's going to speak about that. For Yisrael Pikabalu, we should stand for Yosheb Esetzer Elyon. That's what the Ben Ish Chai is passing. You don't sit down right away. Even though for Atakadosh and afterwards we're going to sit down, we say at least for the first pasuk of V'hi Noam, before we start saying Yosheb Esetzer Elyon, for those who say the first pasuk of V'hi Noam, that should be standing. It's better that the whole Yosheb Esetzer should be standing. So it's really very deep up in Kabbalah. But with this tefillah now of these tefillahs of Yosheb Esetzer Elyon, in reality, we're doing is we're pulling the Kedusha from Shabbos onto the weekday. And just like we spoke about in the previous weeks, right, when a person, different points of davening in the tefillah, a person gets the extra nefesh, ruach, and neshama, right? So that aspect, those extra things we got, we want to strengthen, we want to lengthen them and bring them into the weekday through the davening. So we're saying the Shabbat Seter Elyon, we're taking the Kedusha of Shabbos into the davening, or stretching it towards the weekday through the tefillah. It says the same thing also, which we'll speak about later, about eating Malava Maka, right? Eating Suda Revit. Also, what's that doing? It's trying to take from the three Sudas of Shabbos and those holy eatings, and bringing our holy eating into the weekday, and trying to bring that holiness into the weekday eating also. That's what we eat. Malav Malka is really Matzah Shabbos. The Shabbos is coming out. It's filled with the lights of Shabbos. So we want to sanctify our eating of the whole week with that eating. We're trying to take from the eating of Shabbos and bring it into the channel of the weekday, of the weekday eating. Fine. And Allah Azayin, he brings that also, we say, right, we say of Alatir, of Atta Kaddish. But the reason why we say of Alatir only on Matzah Shabbos and not on other nights, it's a very deep Kabbalistic idea, but we're trying to bring down the light from Atilus, which is the highest world, into Bria, which we don't have that power to do during the week. We only could do that on Matzah Shabbos, as it said in Halacha Zayin. Right, we can read the beginning. He says, Iker Kedushas Uvalatian, the Indian Kedushas Uvalatian, the point of saying Kedusha and Uvalatian, Shomri Bilal Matzah Shabbos. Hakavanihi, the intention is, Lahamshich, to draw Ha'arat Olam Ha'atilot, the lights from the world of Atilot, which is the highest world, Hashemesot Tosevet Shabbat, which is the aspect of adding on to Shabbos, and Olam Abriya, Kisham Chinatcha Kedushat Uvalatian. That's the aspect of Uvalatian. Saying, and we don't have that power, they say, like I said in Arizal and Shah Kavanis. Let's see, Allah Chachas. Tariq li zahir because of Havdalah. A person has to be careful within the cup of Havdalah. B'chol dvarim shekatanu al kosh shal kiddush. And all the halachas that we spoke about by kiddush, right, that the cup has to be whole, it can't be damaged. And many other halachas we spoke about over there, right, has to be clean inside and outside, right. All those halachas also apply to Havdalah. Right, you bring that for Rav Chaim Vital, you should not add water to the Havdalah wine. Even though usually Ben Ish Chai says you should add 3 drops, right? Let's say after the Kiddush wine Friday night, you add 3 drops of water. to Shabbos morning also, pikabal, you add 3 drops of water, it sweetens the judgments. The wine is more like the red wine is the din. Put the water to sweeten the judgments. So even though we pour pikabal from the Arizal, we put 3 drops of wine Friday night, after you pour the wine, and Shabbos morning also, we put 3 drops of water. But for Havdalah, you don't add any water. You don't add water at all. You don't into the Havdalah wine. But then Halacha Yudi speaks about the minhag that the Sfaradim have had to make Havdalah. What do you first? You hold the cup, right? What do you do? First, you pick up the wine with your right hand. You hold it and you pick it up with 2 hands. You hold it with your right hand. You hold the cup with your right hand. Correct? Now, what do you do when you get to the bracha on the besamim? So Ben Shchaz, they say that the Sfaradim do, we put it into our left hand, because the thing I'm making a bracha on right now, it always goes in my right hand. So I make a bracha on the besamim, right? And then I make a bracha on the Eish, right? And then I put the cup back into my right hand to make Havdalah. Because you're always supposed to do the mitzvah you're doing, should be in your right hand. Besides for Amaisi, you put both hands, all other mitzvahs, you always put the, whatever you're doing the mitzvah with, always goes in our more special hand, the side, the right side, we always put it onto the
right hand.
So how is that different from Ashkenazi?
No, so some people deserve a hug in Ashkenazi. Some people also deserve a hug on how to do it exactly. Some Ashkenazi also do this way. Some Ashkenazi deserve a hug. Fun. Right, that was Halacha Yod. So in other words, he says the best is to make a bracha on Hadassah. Take 3 Hadassah, which are kosher Hadassah, which are Mishulash, right, which means they have 3 like flowers, 3 leaves coming on all around. It's like we buy sukkah. He wants to, I think about this, 3 kosher Hadassah. But if you don't have that, then you can make a bracha on other types of besamim.
But Havdalah also 10 fingers? By Kiddush and by Havdalah, the Indian is 10 fingers, right? They lift up the cup with 10 fingers.
You always try to lift up the cup with 2 hands and take off your left hand. Keep it in your right hand. Right, and Havdalah also, it's better if you can to hold it on the palm of your hand. If you can, to keep the cup on the palm of your hand.
You can put the cup down, can't you? You have to hold it.
No, because you're not supposed to once... So you ask a question. You're not supposed to, once you're holding something for a mitzvah, you're not supposed to put it down. So the rule is called Eim Avir and Amis. You don't pass over a mitzvah. You already have a mitzvah in front of you, you don't put it down. So if you already have the mitzvah in front of you, you're already holding the cup, you're not supposed to put it down for a Moreish. You put it in your left hand, and then you make the Vesamim and the Eish with your right hand.
But the Eish, if you're not holding it, if it's just...
So also you need it, you want to see it with your right, like we're talking about right now. You do it with your right hand. I guess you can have hana from it with your right hand. You do it with your right hand. The meaning is to do it with your right hand.
You shouldn't put down the cup. Then you shouldn't put it down.
No, you shouldn't put it down. You should try, if it's possible, you should really try that someone else should. You don't have to hold the candle up.
The candle is in a holder.
Don't put the cup down. Put it in your left hand.
Probably better to have a stationary candle so that is never an issue.
Now, go and buy a candle that they sell all these fancy candles. The fancy stand-up candle, put in the candle holder. Basically, pick up the 2 hands, hold it, make Havdalah. When it gets to the sun, put your left hand. Make Borei Minim Esamim, Borei Minim Re'eish, and then put it back into your right hand without putting it down.
I thought an unmarried woman is supposed to hold the candle.
I don't know.
The height of her husband, future husband.
Is it okay to do this? Go this, go like this, then go like this. What's the point?
We can do one end. We're going to speak about it right now. What to do?
Both hands.
And we're going to speak about it right now. Let's wait. We're going to speak about what you do by Mamari. A lot of people are confused with do with their hands. What to do with your hands by Mamari. People put them like this, like that. He said a lot of different ways not to do. Api Kabbalah. He said it's very bad to do it the wrong way. I don't know why. He says, to say right now, the right way to do it is to say 4 wrong ways. What to do with your hand is by the candle. Api Kabbalah is the right way to do it. Let's see. Halacha Yud Beis. Tiknu Chazal. Chazal made a takana to make a bracha of Bamarish, right? On Matzei Shabbos, even though we're really making Havdalah now, Chazal said also make Bamarish, right? You do that? Go why do you make it? Zechel Mashinatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu De'a B'Adam Rishon. To remember Hashem gave Adam Rishon Da'as, He gave him intellect and knowledge, L'chadesh Yitziyat Ha'ur B'Matzei Shabbos, to know how to make a fire. This was on Matzei Shabbos. How do you make a fire? Adam Rishon he's supposed to make a fire. You need a fire. You got chased out of Gan Eden. Now you got to start making your own food. It's hard work. Now I need to start learning how to make a fire. So Hashem gave him the das, the knowledge to understand to make a fire. Shelakach Shdavani, he took two stones. He kishan zudu, he knocked them together. That's a memoir, and then fire came out of it.
Took two Jews with a spark
on fire. Oh, man. He said he took stones. Yeah, we said before, the stones are the Jews.
The Jews.
He said he took two stones. Lachan, therefore, Yachol Avarech, oh, fine. Ala Orsho, Tir Yisrael, Atamatze Shabbos, Ma'avan Ochetzi. Therefore, you're allowed to always make the bracha on a new fire that just came about now on Matzah Shabbos. Chutz Yom Kippur. Besides Yom Kippur that were there, the aim of bracha is Raka Urshah Shabbat. Yom Kippur is a special halacha. You're only allowed to make Barmerei Esha Matzah Yom Kippur on a pre-existing flame, the flame that is existing from before Yom Kippur. So that's a different halacha. That's a special reason over there. Well, over there, because there really it's not Matzah Shabbos. So why are we making a Barmerei Esha, right? Every Matzah Shabbos, why do we make on the fire? Because now with when Hashem gave other reason the intellect had to make a fire. So we're thanking Hashem, we're remembering that. Matzah Yom Kippur comes out on a Tuesday night. Whatever night, why are you making a fire? Oh, there's a different reason over there, because we're trying to show that you weren't allowed to make a fire the entire Yom Kippur. And only now, right? So over there, fine, it's a different reason. But basically, Matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to, what does most people do, they strike a match, and then they light a new candle. Most people don't have a pre-existing flame every Matzah Shabbos. Fine. Now, let's see, so the next two halachas, he goes into a lot of many complicated cases. If different people lit the fire on Shabbos for a sick person, basically most scenarios, you light a new fire on Matzah Shabbos for Abdullah, and you don't have to get involved in all kinds of issues. A goy lit the fire, basically light a fire.
On this year, when Matzah Shabbos was, also Matzah Yom Kippur, we could have done a new fire, though.
It's a good challenge. So it could be we could have this year, since it was also Matzah Shabbos, maybe you could have, I don't know. I for some reason I remember that you weren't. I'm not sure. It's a question.
That's
when
Matzah. Yes, that's true.
And it's Matzah Shabbos coming out of Matzah Yom Kippur. I have to look into it. It could be. Rabbi Yama says maybe you could. Still look into it. I don't know.
You try to get from a neighbor. You still try to get from a neighbor if you can, but.
I think we still tried. I know for sure we tried lechatchil. I know for sure even Matzah Shabbos Matzah Yom Kippur we still lechatchil. We tried to even one Matzah Yom Kippur Matzah Shabbos we tried to. Get a pre-existing flame. I'm not sure what to do in that case. If you don't have one, Matzah Shabbos in Yom Kippur, it's a good question. I don't know. Fine. Now, fine. You want to know to your fingers, it's going to be in halacha. Tesfah. Fine. In halacha, you don't say the candle can't be in a glass. It has to be nothing between me. It can't be like in a glass case. Some people have some type of candle. Maybe they have like a candle for a tzaddik, always lighting this, put in a glass. You can't use that. It has to be open for, if the hands to be there with nothing blocking in between. The fire has to be benefiting from the fire directly. Let's see halacha test vav. Kishavarcha aner, when you make a bracha on the ner, yachof rashe etzvot hakishav, bend the tips of your finger, hayyaminim of your right hand, not your left hand, your right hand. Bend the tips of your finger. El tol kapot, towards your palm. Like this, take the tips of your finger, bend them towards your palm. I'm just showing you, don't do it like this, but just do it like this. Bend it towards your palm. The agudal and the thumb, mechuse should be covered tachat ha'arba atzbot, under your four fingers. Which means, you do like this, go like bend them, go like this. Right. Now, but like this, now, but we're going to say, make sure to leave it like this. Right? They should be bent lefneha in there, right? So you put them, when you're coming in front of the fire, they're bent before the fire. Let's say there's the fire. You bend them in front of the fire. Right, they should be bent in front of the fire like this, right?
But it fall like a fist, or a little bit looser.
Like this, like a fist, like make like a fist, like
a
this.
Fist with your thumb tucked.
With
in.
Your thumb in it, basically like a fist with your thumb tucked under. You nechnafim lefnei aner, lefnei adam atzmo. They should be bent before the ner, before the person. And he says this is the right. It's the correct way to do it. Is showing you like this. Put your thing, bend them, and like this, and put this in front of the fire like this. Correct, like this, in front of the fire. Now,
is this only him saying this, or is it?
No, this is up in Kabbalah. This is what you're supposed to do. It's for that reason. I say, now he's going to say a bunch of ways that are wrong. Many people do wrong ways, very mocking ways, like goes to town, like there are four different ways that are wrong. He says, Velo yaseh, don't do kotam and hagim, those the lustakel b'achareat spautav, right? Don't do like these people, they look behind their fingers, b'yotam peshutim b'likufim. Some people go like this, they go like this and like this. Don't do like, see some people doing this, and don't do like that. The gam lo yaseh, some people go like this, they put it standing in front of the nair, or they'll go like this. Don't do like this, and then some of them go like this, and then they bend them, See, people doing all these fancy things in front of the nail.
They can injure themselves during that.
See, see, he's very against it. He doesn't like it. Apikabal, he says, very bad. I don't know. So Rizal says, just do it the right way. Not always shall have pneha kaf klapi akar. Because some people go like this. Don't do it this way either. So that's also wrong. Don't put your palm this way. Some people go this way. That's also wrong. Or they go like this, or they go like this. Do they do? Or some people do like this, that their palm is to the down, the nails are up. I guess so. A lot of people doing interesting things. The kaniskel called divze v'divrei harizal. Like this, all mentioned that harizal. Don't do all these other ways, but just do it the right way. That's what harizal says. Make sure to do it right.
Chiropractors will go out of business if you do it right.
Oh, don't worry, they won't.
But the alpha people, fun. They said the best candle is to make a on a wax candle with two with. For that reason, it's better to have two wicks like together, like a Havdalah candle. There should be two wicks that are intertwined. It should be like a wax candle intertwined. So our Havdalah candles are to make Havdalah candles like this. The way they make them is not just the Havdalah candle company in Tzfas. Maybe it comes from that reason. Maybe that's what the Tzfas Havdalah companies. Make all the Havdalah candles intertwined. It's better to have intertwined braided to a pikabal from that Arizal. That's what it says. The Havdalah candle is not made up. It's from that Arizal.
But B'yad is okay. 1 week is the B'yad is okay.
I think you could use 1 week, but yeah, intertwined is even better.
How
do you put two different candles together? You can hold two candles
together. Yeah,
you should put two candles together.
Okay,
it's a good question. If you have one candle, it's better to have two. Fine.
Because most of Yom Kippur we do that, right? We're not about most of Yom Kippur.
Right. Most people, they have like a yahrzeit candle. Most of Yom Kippur, you're right. Most people only have one, a single, let's say, 24-hour candle. It's one wick. Right. Now, let's say Halacha Tazayin. Kol otam.
Most of Yom Kippur, I mean, like, well, when do you just transfer that flame onto the Havdalah candle?
Most people, you could use it. You could, the main thing is people usually try to use that candle. But I think also if you took from a the main thing was a pre-existing flame. You're allowed to take from that pre-existing flame, move it over. You can. People do that. Sometimes the whole neighborhood uses one candle. You know, your whole block comes to one person. Some people they went out. Everybody's like knocking everybody's door because they went out. And Matzah Yom Kippur, yeah. The main thing is this fire was on from before.
Yeah.
From but before. Also, if you're going from Shabbos to Yom Tov, they're using two candles.
Fine. They're also fine. That's the difference. They're also, you don't make Havdalah. Shabbos Yom Tov, you wouldn't be making Havdalah. You just be, it's not for Havdalah. That's two candles for Yom Tov. That's for Yom Tov candle. Fine. Now, let's say Halacha Tazayin. Kol atam olzo shashliach tibur motzi am yedechoba. The shliach tibur is helping them fulfill their mitzvah. Most people, you don't make Havdalah yourself. Most people, they hear from somebody else. Okay, if you're right, it's your house, you make the Havdalah. How should they concentrate? They should look and focus on the cup of wine and the cup the whole time. In order to concentrate on Havdalah. Everyone who's listening to the person making Havdalah, they should make sure to be looking at the cup the whole time in order to help them concentrate. They should not move from their place until the Shliach Tzibur finishes the whole bracha of Hamavdal. Not like those foolish people, which is their way. They're moving all around. They're already turning around. They're already halfway out the door. During Havdalah already, they're already halfway out the door. This person going to put on their shoes. This guy's looking for his son. He's looking for his friend. Right? It comes out. They take off their mind. They don't listen to Havdalah. So make sure whoever's listening to Havdalah, they try to really concentrate and look at the cup and not be busy doing other things, be halfway out the door during Havdalah. Oh. So now what about if someone's at a shul and they can't hear the person making Havdalah? They don't have Havdalah at home. They're in a shul. They can't hear the Havdalah. It's hard for them to hear. They're too far behind. So here, it's an interesting hetter. So what's this hetter? That you could look at the cup of wine and say Havdalah yourself on your own. Which also, if you're in a scenario where you hear someone's making Kiddush and you can't hear what they're saying, you're too far back, you can't hear, you don't have any hearing aids, you can't hear. So then also, b'diavad, you could say the Kiddush on your own, and then you'll drink from the cup afterwards, even though you're not holding the cup. Really, when you make Havdalah, if you want to make Havdalah, you have to hold the cup. You can't make Havdalah and let him hold the cup. But here, if he's making Havdalah in the cup, you could also say Havdalah yourself, and look at the cup, and b'diavad, that's good enough. It's important, Allah, to know that works when in the rest. That's the situation. That's what you could do. You can look at the cup, and it's okay. That is going to be halacha.
You're saying Abdullah with him, and after what are we talking about?
With him. He's saying Abdullah, but I can't hear his word. I can't hear what he's saying. Or he's saying it too low. Some guy, let's say, he also talks about Hilchas Kiddush. Let's say I went to someone's house, and the guy's saying halacha too low. He's mumbling. I can't hear a word he's saying. I don't know if he's saying Kiddush. And the situation, right. I can't embarrass him. That's the guy. I can't embarrass him. I can't, and it's gonna be embarrassing to tell the guy, okay, I made Kiddush. Your Kiddush was like mumble jumble. It's going to embarrass him. So then, halacha is, but you could say Kiddush on your own, right? While looking at the cup. And then, you'll be able to Kiddush like that. That's a good thing to know when we're in hard situations. He said, let's say a person's by their in-laws or something. They can't tell him to, you know, they can't mess around with the father-in-law or whatever. So then, not like your Kiddush is. So the halacha is important to know you're allowed to say Kiddush, but you could say, read the Kiddush, right? You read the Kiddush yourself, say the Kiddush yourself, and let him, fine, he'll drink, but you'll also drink from it, but at least for the Avid, it could work that you could say Kiddush. Now by Havdalah, the minhag is that the one who makes Havdalah drinks the cup, and you do not give the other people to drink. Right? Even though by Kiddush, right, usually you might say you're going to drink, by Havdalah, you don't give them to drink. And let's say this person himself who made the Havdalah cannot drink wine, he can't drink the shir for whatever reason. So he should take a little sip and let another person drink the entire wine. Let's say someone's on a diet. You have people there on diets. They can't drink a cup of wine. It's going to ruin their diet. On Friday, Shabbos, it's a real thing. I know Sunni's Sunni. So during Friday night, Shabbos, Sunday, they'll drink kids. They don't want to drink another cup of wine. It will ruin their diet. So they can take a sip and give another person over a moment to drink the shir.
You mean a sip of cheekful?
No, not a cheekful. The person who made Havdalah does not have to drink. For Havdalah, you could take a sip and let someone else drink the whole shir. Take a little sip, because you made the bracha.
If they're diabetic.
Diabetic, for sure, let someone else drink the whole, right? Or you could let someone else drink the whole thing. You make the bracha, have him wants to be, right? And then let the other person drink the Havdalah. That's Havdalah that works. So you can make the Havdalah and let someone else drink.
Well, you know, there are hosts who say, really, you should get Hana from the Nair first, then say the bracha. It's not like, that's not a category that is unending.
You're right, there is such a thing, but the reality is, usually when it's lit, you're getting Hana. If it's near me, if it's the candle's next to me, I'm getting benefit from it. Because I didn't do this with my nails. I didn't get, if it's close to me, I'm automatically.
But technically, it's not present
anything. Now,
fine. So the bracha should come after.
You're right, okay. So it could be. But anyway, the way we make the bracha most times, anyway, that's the reality is you light the candle. You don't light the candle after the bracha. Anyway, usually you're getting something out of Hana. You're getting benefits right in front of me, the candle. The minute you light it, you're getting benefit. Just because I didn't put my hand to do the whole thing doesn't mean I'm usually your benefit's right near you. Well, they're saying the lights are on. Usually you get some little benefit from it if it's right.
I've seen people do this first.
Could be people have that many. Fine. Could be people have that many.
What's the reason why we don't let others drink during Havdalah?
It's more Pikabala. It's more Pikabala. I don't know. It's more Pikabala that. The ladies also the Indian too. As they say, it's really that's a myth. But the thing is, really, women should not drink with all. It's connected a little bit with the fact that Chava got chased out of. She made other the chait of the Marishon. Basically, women also shouldn't drink. But we don't care. It's just for the person to drink from the Avdalah.
You know, the thumbs too. The thumbs shouldn't be in the light. That's where the
yeah. Also, we say the thumbs should be on. They should do this.
Why?
That's a pikabala. I don't know. Which learns Ben Ishchai. He tells us. The Ben Ishchai tells us whatever we need to know. Pikabala, what to do. Saying this is a shir for guys like us that don't know anything. Oh, now what's the halacha regarding eating after shkia on Matzei Shabbos?
This is what
halacha yudches. Halacha yudzayin with the person who can't hear. Halacha yudzayin is what happens. Once it gets dark, once it's shkia, once it's ready shkia, the sun's going down, it's ready savich hashecha. Kivin shegia savich hashecha. Once it comes, it's something of its night, which is what we call shkia. Asur lechol lishlishas ashat. You're not allowed to eat or drink until you make havdalah, unless you're in the middle of a meal. If, like us, we wash and shut, we're eating Shalosh Shkiyos already from when it was before Shkia, right? And then it got dark. So you don't have to stop. You're allowed to go as, you're allowed to continue on, right? Fine. Then later in the halacha, he speaks to if you have a ma'ir ben mil v'suda, or you may have dal mil v'suda. We don't usually do these things. But basically, you finish your suda and you keep going with job. You could eat, you could continue to eat. Fine. So we're saying, however, me'ikar adin, even though we're saying once it comes shkia, a person cannot eat or drink until they make havdalah, right? And the end of the halacha says, v'dat deloy nesra ashti medina el rak b'yayim shev sham. It's not really by water. Really, water is mutter. Me'ikar adin, a person, even after shkia, even after they bench, let's say, right? Matzah Shabbos, they bench, let's say they're very thirsty, right? They bench, so now you're not allowed to eat or drink until you make havdalah, right? Once you finish your suda. So he's saying, "Afi alacha, it's mutter to drink water."
Is that why if you do a zimun with a coast?
So we don't drink.
Don't drink from the coast. Correct.
We don't drink it. Correct. We don't drink even if you make avdal on the coast. You will not. You drink. You say $5 because again, you're not supposed to drink after. You're not supposed to eat or drink after avdal. Now, water, but the yevid water is good. However, he's saying, "Afi kavala." Anyways, it's better not to drink water at this time altogether. Because there are people that apikabala, but since the gnat neshamas, it's a medrash, it's a very interesting medrash to know. Maybe we'll stop with this. The medrash said you shouldn't drink water in the time of Hashal Shodas between the time of Mincha Ma'ariv and Matzah Shabbos. Why? Because it says that the neshamas, we know they come out of Gehenna before for Shabbos, right? And they have to go back to Gehenna before Shabbos, right after Shabbos. Now, if you drink water now, you're stealing the water. They need to drink a lot of water before they go back to Gehenna. And if you drink water, you're stealing from the water that the neshamas of your relatives need to drink before they go back to Gehenna. So therefore, you shouldn't drink water, pikabala, by Shalosh Shodas. Now, it's a chumrah. It doesn't mean you have to.
A whole meal?
So, it's... Okay, first of all, you have to know, first of all, pikabala, first of all, the Gemara revised says the specifically water that you're drawing from the river. Or you know, it could be made from the sink, maybe it could go into that. But if you have a bottle of water already, it could be, it's not such a problem. Right, and other drinks also is not such a problem. And Rav Adi Yosef says, La halacha, fun, also you're allowed to drink water, but it's still better to be mach. Basically, something like pikabal, which actually is brought to Shulchan Aruch around the Ramah, is actually brought down by the Ramah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah brings down this thing on pikabal. It doesn't usually bring down things on pikabal. This thing the Ramah brings down in Shulchan Aruch from this medrash that you shouldn't drink wine ben ashmashas, meaning between after Shkia, right, because you're stealing the water from the relatives.
But how does that differ if you're already in a
suda
and you're drinking water?
That's in the
Ramah.
No, there was two in the Ramah. You're right, it's the same thing also. You're right. Also, apikabala, once a person is in a suda, once it comes shkia, a person even shouldn't drink water even then. I mean, the Mishnah is just bringing in, he's saying, technically speaking, you can drink water after you bench. But anyways, you need not to drink water at this time altogether, besides for a different reason, apikabala. Not because of havdalah, for a different reason.
You mix soda with it?
So they say other drinks is not a problem, but anyway, a lot of people say it's not. It's only when it's from a river, and if you're not drawing water from a river, the Medrash says they drink water from the river. Some want to say that since we're not drinking from the river, we're not really stealing their water. They drink from the river. I'm drinking from my Me'idin bottle, so it's not a problem.
Pre-pollution.
Yeah, Rabura, what's your question?
Okay,
so that really comes to play. That's something. So that's a lachle. Fine, fine, so you could drink water. Fine, Shkeach, we'll stop over here.
Yeah.